1490 AM WLCX La Crosse and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Severe storms from Texas to New Jersey led to tornado warnings, large hail, and at least 23 confirmed deaths. Hundreds of thousands of people remain without power across several states this morning. A manhunt is underway in Louisiana for seven fugitives who broke out of the Orleans Justice Center. The prisoners were reported missing during a routine headcount yesterday morning, hours after surveillance cameras caught their escape. Orleans Parish District Attorney Jason Williams.
Had a seven-hour head start on going after prosecutors, judges, witnesses who have testified against them or who are planning on testifying against them. This is not normal in any way. This is an unmitigated disaster.
Authorities say insiders may have aided in the escape. New Jersey Transit and the Engineers Union are set to resume talks today after workers went on strike yesterday over a dispute over pay increases. This is ABC News. The FAA has announced new plans to alleviate the widespread delays and cancellations at Newark Airport. ABC News transportation producer Sam Sweeney says airlines have agreed to cut landings to just 28 an hour, down from 40.
The goal of this is to free up airspace because there's an air traffic controller shortage, but also because they are down a runway due to construction on one of the runways through June 15th. They believe that if they can cut a certain number of flights, that they will be able to bring back some reliability to the airport, and they will prevent these mass cancellations and the thousands of delays that we've seen since that first outage on April 28th.
Flight cuts won't happen until after a public comment period. President Trump is now back at the White House after a whirlwind tour of the Middle East. Comes after a massive setback for his party, House Republicans failing to advance a big package of tax breaks and spending cuts. I'm Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
When a parent sees their child smile, they see hope. Aleem hoped that his son Rajib would have an easier life than he had. You see, Rajib, just like his father, was born with a cleft. But thanks to Smile Train, both father and son received free, life-changing surgeries, transforming their smiles into symbols of hope. To learn more and support the Global Cleft community, visit smiletrain.org/learn. Smile Train, changing the world one smile at a time.
Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, she owns a daycare center.
We're doing this day without childcare. What we do is we talk about what would happen, what would it look like if we didn't have childcare. But we also talk about what could it be? What can we do to change the system? I love all the protests. I love all the people speaking out against things. But we also need to participate in democracy by saying what we want and what we need and talk to our reps that way. So that's what this event is all about.
Catch Matt and Air on Air at its new time. Weekday mornings, 9 to 11 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's investment in preserving agricultural land is offering some solace to farmers, helping them save money during economic uncertainty. Here's Judith Ruiz Branch.
The Farmland Preservation Program provides landowners a $10 per acre credit on their income taxes if they meet agriculture conservation requirements. Katie Abbott with the Iowa County Land Conservation Department says county conservation staff work with landowners to make sure they are meeting those standards and help those who aren't get back into compliance so they can keep their tax credit.
It's just a really great way for landowners to get one-on-one conservation help and get a little financial incentive to help protect the soil and water that we all depend on.
The program promotes practices like nutrient management planning, which helps landowners save money by optimizing fertilizer use and protecting soil resources. Agriculture contributes nearly $105 billion to the state's economy and more than 11% of the state's employment. In Iowa County alone, about a third of agricultural lands have compliance certificates under the program, which has helped landowners significantly save on operating costs. Abbott says the recent tax credit increase from $7.15 to $10 per acre has sustained participation and ensured landowners still see financial benefits.
As we all know, costs keep going up. The cost of doing conservation, of having these nutrient management plans, just the general cost of farming keep increasing. And so we just really needed that increase just to keep up with the rising expense of the farmers in these programs.
For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy skies today. We'll see a high near 59. West winds will gust up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, winds taper off slightly. We'll have a low around 43. Mostly sunny with a high near 66 on Sunday. For Monday, showers and 61.
It's 48 at our studios.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, May is Mental Health Awareness Month. The fabulous farm babe, Pam Yonke, will join us to talk about resources for Wisconsin farmers. Please don't miss it.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. You're listening to the Talk of La Crosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Aaron, Todd's producer. Thanks for tuning in for this weekend's Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Allbaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Allbaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Allbaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the fantastic Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 2 o'clock. Welcome into the Civic Media World Headquarters in downtown Madison on State Street. It is Tuesday, May 13th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Overcast skies here in the capital city, but pretty warm temperatures. Forecasters saying that rain will move through parts of Wisconsin, kind of on and off today, maybe more heavier rains in the evening. Kind of depends on where you're at. Great show today. Cannot wait to get into it. Our friend and ongoing contributor, it's been a while since she's been here. Way too long, as a matter of fact, in my opinion. It'll be great to have her back. She is a positive psychology coach. Ms. Kira Sabin is going to be here and looking forward to talking. It's going to be a start of a 3-part series today, next Tuesday, and the following Tuesday. And of course, this is Mental Health Awareness Month. And one of the things that, you know, I kind of set up an informal editorial agenda for the show for the year. One of the things I want to spend more time on is mental health and mental health awareness. And I think oftentimes you hear that phrase or people hear that phrase and immediately they think of an ultimate crisis. Oh my gosh, someone's thinking about harming themselves or the worst possible case scenario. And while that is certainly a part of it, mental health could just be really being depressed or down or lonely to the point where it brings us down or performance down all around. It's not necessarily quite a crisis, but it can lead to that. And so we're going to talk to Kira over the next 3 weeks about what we can do. I think if you're like me, folks, you're looking at the news and you're being like, what can I actually do to make a difference? And for 3 days this month, today, next Tuesday, and the following Tuesday, we're going to focus on community. And we're going to say, what can we do in our communities to help ourselves and to help one another? And Kira Sabin is going to be here to walk us through that. So it's always great to have her along. That's coming up here at 20 minutes past the hour this hour. Then in hour number two, talk a little what's worse. And I did not set this up this way, but today's what's worse, guilt or shame?
Yeah, it fits perfectly.
It does. It does fit perfectly. Later on this afternoon at 4:35, Brewers trying to get a win, lost yesterday against the Cleveland Guardians. The Brewers taking on Cleveland again, 4:35, the first pitch. You can hear it over the air in Richland Center, Oshkosh, Racine, Kenosha, Park Falls, and now in Hayward as well on all of our Brewer affiliates. Remember, you cannot listen to the game via the Civic Media app stream. That is at Major League Baseball. But you can hear our show over the stream if you want to on those same channels. Download the Civic Media app at your favorite Android or Apple store, because coming up on Friday, another free ticket Friday,
giving away 4 more tickets on this show on Friday. And you have to use the app to text in for that. So be aware of that. And that's coming up on Friday. So that's, and then all kinds of other just, I don't know, Zombers, we were talking before the show. I said, part of the theme of today's show should be what's wrong with people.
Yeah, there's
just what's wrong with people.
I mean, we every other week we have Peter Rapine, managing editor of E-Bombs World, to talk about crazy people things or crazy things that people do that are funny.
Right.
But before the show, we got repeated news alerts of crazy things people did that were not funny.
One of the things we'll be talking about, hour two, Wisconsin schools warn parents about viral TikTok challenges involving setting their Chromebooks on fire. Again, yeah. I ask the question, what's wrong with people?
This is the Tide Pods all over again.
I mean, yeah, exactly. Only instead of little kids, it's like high schoolers, for goodness sake. And David Hogg, remember him? I got myself in some hot water over David Hogg. Well, now, according to NBC, the Democratic National Committee panel recommends a redo vote that elevated David Hogg to vice chair after procedural concerns.
And yeah, you know who's leading that effort? The person he beat.
Yeah, I know. Well, we'll get into it in hour two. There's a lot to unpack there. But
I love overturning elections.
I'm just entertained by it all.
It's ridiculous.
It really is. First, I want to get to a bit of breaking news here for our listeners in Madison on WMDX. This comes to us courtesy of Channel 3000, Channel 3, the CBS affiliate here in Madison. Madison police are investigating today after a man was shot in the foot while making a delivery downtown. Officers responded after the man arrived at a local hospital. He reported that he and a woman were making a food delivery along the 200 block of South Park Street at around 3:40 a.m. Let me say that again, 3:40 a.m. when he heard a loud bang and felt pain in his leg. The man's injuries were not considered life-threatening and no arrests have been made as of this afternoon. Says if you have information regarding the shooting, you could call Madison Area Crime Stoppers at 608-266-6014. That's 608-266-6014. I'm glad, you know, the guy's going to be okay, but I didn't know you could order food at 3:40 in the morning, Zombers, to be honest.
You can order food whenever you want.
I mean, on campus, they have those cute robots that travel around and deliver. I didn't know you could just... Who's making food at 3:40 in the morning?
McDonald's, probably.
You think?
Depending on the location. Some of them, I was surprised. Some of them around here are not 24 hours. I thought they all had to be by law or something.
See, Matt listening on watching on Facebook has the same question. He goes, delivery from where? What's open at that time?
It's probably just McDonald's, maybe Taco Bell.
Or Chibita or Chiba Hut. What's it called?
Chiba Hut? Oh, yeah. You know what? Good point. It's probably Chiba Hut. Their whole thing is catering to high people.
I shouldn't be laughing about this, but I find it kind of entertaining. The guy's going to be okay, so just relax. It'll all be fine. So we'll stay on top of this. We'll find out where, wouldn't it be interesting to find out where he got the food, where the food is being ordered from?
That would be interesting.
And by the way, what happened to the food that was being ordered?
Yeah. Did it get delivered?
Or did he just drop it and run?
Was this individual shot in the foot after delivering the food, before?
I don't know. The moral of the story is just don't order food at 3:40 in the morning.
And practice gun safety. Keep them locked up.
Yes, keep them locked up. All right, so that's the breaking news there. Other quick announcement before we bring Kira Sabin on, because we talked about this for a couple of days here before the show. We were looking forward, and we still are, by the way, to having former Wisconsin Badger star and star of the NFL, Monte Ball, on the show. And we were looking forward to it, as was he. However, as it turns out, in these days of airline travel to the United States, unfortunately, his flights got canceled and kind of rebooked. And so Monte isn't going to get into town until later on after the show. And he's traveling, so it worked. Unfortunately, he's not going to be on the show today. But he was very apologetic. I said, don't worry about it. Take care of yourself first. And he promised to rebook. We'll have him on the show soon here on the show. But one of the reasons, and again, this goes to our focus on mental health awareness, that Monte has a great story. Obviously, a very talented football player and a friend of our friend, our mutual friend, Brady Ewing, who played on the Wisconsin Badger team with him. But Monte also went through a time of addiction, and it was a pretty tough time for him. He's been very public about it. He has gone through recovery, and now he is helping others. And there is an event tonight, and I understand there are still tickets available. There is an event tonight in Madison. Tomorrow. Good gosh, Todd. Get the story straight. Tomorrow night, Wednesday. The event is tomorrow, Wednesday, May 14th. It is called A Fireside Chat with Monte Ball and our old friend Kristen Bry, who is a columnist for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and, of course, has her own brand of As Goes Wisconsin on the socials and, as they say, is now another network. But we love her. She's a great friend. She is going to be the moderator. She has been doing a series of this around the state through the Journal Sentinel. And so Monte Ball, Kristen Bry, tomorrow at the Cooper's Tavern here on the square. It begins at 6 o'clock and goes until 8:30. And it's an opportunity to socialize, but to hear Monte's story, to perhaps ask some questions. And I think that we're all going to be, I'm going to be there. I'm bringing a friend. And again, I talked about this yesterday. Speaking of the Ewings, Brady's dad, I was in Richland Center this past weekend, and he and I had this great conversation. And it makes us feel better when we're around other humans. And I also think that we look at guys like Monte Ball, phenomenally popular and talented. And as a fan, we look at a person like that and think, well, they got everything worked out. I mean, they're living the dream. And it's a great reminder, as much as I wish that Monte hadn't had to go through his journey that he's gone through, but it's a great reminder, especially when somebody like Monte Ball is so public about it and then uses that to do good and encourage and help others. It's a great reminder that nobody has it figured out. We all have a journey and we're all going through something. And when you can hear it from somebody like Monte Ball personally, I think it's just going to be a very encouraging evening. It's going to be, and also you got Kristen Bry there. So, you know, there's going to be some laughs and just, you know, some lightness to it as well. Anyway, that's the plug for that great event. And again, Monte will be on this show soon. He was very apologetic. I said, hey, family comes first. Got to take care of those things. And as we all know, air travel is a touch and go right now. So anyway,
just a bit.
So anyway, we're going to come back and reset a little bit here. Talk to Kira Sabin, a positive psychology coach. And during the break, maybe it's kind of a good prep time for all of us to be thinking about what can we control and what can't we control during these times. We can't take it all on at once. That's just not mentally healthy and mentally good, right?
It's just too much for any one person.
It is too much. So we'll be talking about things what we can control, what we can't control. And next week, we'll be talking about healthy ways to cope, the second in our three-part series. But we're going to start it with things we can control, things we can't control, and personal needs conversation. How about that? It could get very personal in the next
I'm sure. It tends to.
Can we bring Kira on so that Todd has a therapy session on the air, basically? And we hope it does some good for other people as well. No. It's going to be fantastic. Stay tuned. A conversation with Kira Sabin, positive psychology coach, on the other side. You're listening to a Tuesday edition on the Todd Allball Show, and you're listening across Wisconsin to the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for the Todd Allball Show.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW.
A message from the CDC.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Professor Howard Schwaber.
The point is worth making that an individual government official with the power to unilaterally declare that people can be seized without any opportunity of a hearing of any kind is getting really close to the model of rule that the American constitutional system is entirely designed to resist.
Entirely designed to resist. Antithetical to our foundational principles.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons, 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Eagle 1490 AM.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
This is Aaron, Todd's producer. Thanks for sticking with us on this weekend's edition of the Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Just a small town. Took the midnight train going anywhere.
Welcome back to the Todd Allbaugh Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 23 now, past the hour of 2 o'clock on Tuesday, May 13th. Glad to have you along here. Mental Health Awareness Month. She was just a small town girl living a few blocks from me in the same small town. She took the midnight train out. Now look at her. Now look at her. She is
midnight train. Yeah. What midnight train in Richland Center? Okay.
They took the train tracks out when I was in high school, I think. Positive psychology coach, Ms. Kira Sabin. You can find her at Thrive With Kira. And make sure you spell the without, W-I-T-H, Thrive With Kira. That's K-I-R-A.com. Kira Sabin, it is great to have you back.
I am so excited to be here. As always, Todd.
I chose that music because you pointed me one of your Insta posts recently about the 80s, in which we both grew up in. I'm a little older than you, but it was a great post, all those 80s memories.
I've been finding that nostalgia really hits me lately. And so I started posting things that made me really happy. And then it's crazy because other people, they made them really happy too. So I weekly do a Manic Monday where I post videos and commercials and TV shows. Last night I did post the Circus of the Stars, if you remember that from the 80s.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
As well as I think last night was also Battle of the Network Stars. Yeah. Like, I'm so amazed by what they got TV stars to do in the 80s that would never exist today.
That's amazing. And it's so cool that you brought up this nostalgia because, and Kira knows my mom, I went flower shopping for Mother's Day, and I usually get the flowers from the front pots, and I've gotten different. Well, I go to, by the way, Kopke's Greenhouse in the town of Dunn outside of Oregon, one of our sponsors here at Civic Media. Great place to go get your plants. And I was thinking, you know what? I try to get something kind of unique, but I was looking at the geraniums, Kira. The red and white geraniums. And I'm like, that just I just remember like growing up and it made me feel nostalgic and it made me feel good. But I thought that was too on point. And so I got her kind of purple and white geraniums.
Linda, you'll have to tell us how you feel about that now that you know, right?
But the nostalgia, we need comfort in these times.
We really do. I also do Fluffy Friday, where I just put up happy animal videos.
Oh, okay.
Okay, yeah, not Furry Friday, Fluffy Friday. So
very different things.
Very different things.
More like kittens and pandas.
Okay. Our mutual friend, ongoing contributor Jeff Perry on Facebook says, Kira, last night we watched the very first episode of Three's Company. How about that?
Oh, my gosh.
Another more nostalgia.
Yeah, there is no more, and then you have to watch Alice after it, though.
Oh, I know,
right?
All right.
Right?
We could sit here and have Old Home Week all week, but I think this is a good table setter. You've been so kind as to agree to do a three-part series today, next Tuesday, and the following Tuesday for Mental Health Awareness Month. And I love the fact that you're willing to do this because you've come on the show before. There's crazy times right now, politically. And for me, at least, and I'm just going to put this out there on the air. I don't care because I'm always interested in Kira's opinion. I've been struggling recently with this show because I hear from people from their 20s through their 70s. Todd, we just can't, we turn you off sometimes because we get overwhelmed. We just don't want to hear the news. We know it's important. I just don't think, Kira, that I could come on this show every day and say the world's on fire. It's a crisis every day. You've talked to how humans are wired before. Let's start there, that human beings are just literally not wired to be in crisis mode every day, right?
At all. I mean, I love to think about, you know, being from Wisconsin, like our grandparents and great grandparents, they were mostly farmers. You know, they barely had any emergency situations. And we now turn on our phones and there's like trigger emergency every second. And our brains are not meant for that, right? Our brains are not able to really take that in. And so it can overwhelm us, it shuts us down, and then we can't exist, and then we can't be human. And I think that that's happening everywhere, because one of the things that Todd and I talked about recently, we were just talking about this, is just, I don't think people in our country are happy right now, whoever you are, whoever you voted for. We are struggling as a nation, and we are seeing the results of that. And so even though you look at things politically, I look at things through psychology and humanity, and humanity-wise, we are struggling. But I also know that the world has always been struggling since the day we are born and probably the day we will die. Whether we see it in our neighborhoods or our backyards or in our communities, you know, that's true. But we get to choose what we think about. We get to choose where we put our money and our power and our time and our energy. And that's what I want to talk about today, taking back our control, like looking and putting our time where it makes sense. Because otherwise, we get so overwhelmed, we become paralyzed, and we do nothing but worry.
And I think this is great. We have about a minute or so before the break here. So let's set the table, and then we'll come back and get right into it. Things we can control and we can't control, because if we look, I mean, I think it's great to go out and join a protest, a peaceful one, obviously. I think that's great. But I think oftentimes we tell people, hey, go do this because it's going to make it better. And then they go do it and things are the same or worse and they feel completely overwhelmed and hopeless. And these are things, what you're going to give us after this break, are things we can do for ourselves and our friends and neighbors that we can actually make differences with.
Yes, absolutely. Because I think that community is where it starts. I think humanity is where it starts. And that's how we get back to each other and get back to some sanity.
And it fits so well with one of the main ethos, the through lines of Civic Media. Our CEO and owner, Sage Weil, when he started this, he wanted it to be about community, a focus on that. It didn't start in Washington, D.C. It starts in our local neighborhoods with local news, local sports, and local neighborhoods. And we're going to talk about community with Kira Sabin when we come back. Positive psychology coach, don't stop believing. There's hope on the other side. News, sports, and weather is next. It's the All Ball Show on the Civic Media Ready Network.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Matt and Air on Air.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. Severe storms from Texas to New Jersey led to tornado warnings, large hail, and at least 23 confirmed deaths. Hundreds of thousands of people remain without power across several states this morning. A manhunt is underway in Louisiana for seven fugitives who broke out of the Orleans Justice Center. The prisoners were reported missing during a routine headcount yesterday morning, hours after surveillance cameras caught their escape. Orleans Parish District Attorney Jason Williams.
They had a 7-hour head start on going after prosecutors, judges, witnesses who have testified against them or who are planning on testifying against them. This is not normal in any way. This is an unmitigated disaster.
Authorities say insiders may have aided in the escape. New Jersey Transit and the Engineers Union are set to resume talks today after workers went on strike yesterday over a dispute over pay increases. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
The Brewers lose to the Twins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports at AmFam Field in Milwaukee, where the Brewers face the Twins tonight in Game 2 of their three-game series. The Crew losing to the Twins here last night 3-0. Minnesota, the hottest team in baseball, has now won 12 in a row. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Give credit to the Twins. This is a team that's played really good, and they're kind of, their mojo's going, the balls are falling. You know, they're playing good, and they're pitching really well.
Tobias Myers gets the start tonight for Milwaukee. NFL, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur tells NBC Sports he expects quarterback Aaron Rodgers will sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers.
I just can't see him not playing the game of football this year, and that obviously makes the most sense. I know that just in our discussions over the years, he's a guy that he's had as much respect for as anybody, as a guy like Mike Tomlin. So I could certainly see that coming to fruition here pretty shortly.
That's Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. Mostly cloudy skies today. We'll see a high near 59. West winds will gust up to 25 miles per hour. Tonight, winds taper off slightly. We'll have a low around 43. Mostly sunny with a high near 66 on Sunday. For Monday, showers and 61.
It's 48 at our studios.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government buy-in for the people. After the election of liberal-leaning Justice Janet Prosewitz in 2023, Wisconsin State Assembly and Senate maps were challenged in the Wisconsin Supreme Court and subsequently thrown out as unconstitutional. But justices passed on a challenge to the congressional districts. With April's election of Liberal Justice Susan Crawford, pro-voter groups are trying again for a fairer congressional voting map. In early 2024, the legislature ignored six fairer maps and adopted Democratic Governor Tony Evers' least change compromise map, later allowed to stand by the U.S. Supreme Court. GOP candidates were elected to six of eight congressional districts with only 50% of the statewide vote in 2024. Two challenges were filed May 7th and 8th, one by the Elias Group, contending that the Least Change Directive had no basis in the Wisconsin Constitution, and the second by the Campaign Legal Center, argues that Evers' map ignored traditional redistricting norms, splits too many counties, and didn't equally apportion the districts. A record $100 million was spent by both sides in the recent Wisconsin Supreme Court race. The current margin in the U.S. House is 220 Republicans to 213 Democrats. We've linked to the filings and local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Hello, Bluey.
Talking with our pal Stuart J. Waddles. This is an episode of Bluey that Stuart turned me on to. I like this show so much. Would it be weird if I left my wife, remarried, and had kids with someone else just so I could watch Bluey with my new set of kids?
I don't think it'd be that weird. I've heard a weirder.
You have?
Make a great story.
You get the exclusive.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Dr. Kristen Lierley, host of the new Dr. Kristen Lierley Show, and artist-actor Steve Segrin joins the program. Now that's how you Monday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Producer, thanks for sticking with us on this weekend's edition of the Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show.
Jackson for you by request from the Kira Sabin Spotify playlist. 35 minutes now past the hour of 2 o'clock. Glad to have you along on the All Ball Show and Civic Media. Talking with Kira Sabin, positive psychology coach for Mental Health Awareness Month. Janet Jackson, Kira, is now being honored with an Icon Award at the American Music Festival. How about that?
I think that's fantastic.
Well overdue, I would say.
Agree.
Kira, before we, this is one of these things that's funny, but it's not, I guess. This is, I just saw this during the break. According to the European Space Agency and Dutch scientists, you guys trust the Dutch, headline, the universe is poised to die much faster than previously thought, according to new research by Dutch scientist Charlie Sykes, a longtime conservative talk host, now turned kind of an independent like me, says, why does this feel like good news?
I don't know if it feels really like good news, Todd, but maybe that's just where you're at right now.
Well, but I guess the point we're talking about before the break, and we're going to get into it right now, is that with all the news that's piling on, regardless of who people voted for, that it just seems like the world is out of control. You don't know what's going to happen next. And we get, you've talked about this before, we are lonely people, not just females, but actually probably more so males are in their own little worlds and silos, information silos. And this is not good for mental health. So we're going to talk about things we could control and can't control. This is the first of a three-part series with Kira. So, Kira, let's start. Things that we cannot control, but we sure try to.
We sure try to. I mean, the thing is that every day we are walking through our days and we're trying to control our environments, right? And we may not think that we're trying to, but we are. And a lot of the times the energy that we spend trying to control our environments is wasted because we're trying to control things we can't. So first thing we can't control, guess what? Other people. We cannot control, no matter if they're our kids, our parents, our partners, our friends. We can't control how they act, how they react. You might give them great news and they may be stunned or not happy for you. We can't control the way other people react to us. And trying to just drives us crazy or leads to some level of people pleasing and manipulation, which we're not trying to do on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. We also can't control timelines. We can't control how fast things happen. I know that when we are sometimes grieving, we want to get over it right away. We want to like push through it and just put our heads down. But if you've ever grieved or tried to heal from something extreme, it takes its own timeline. We can't control it. And all we can do is maybe try to numb it, but that doesn't, once again, isn't very helpful. We also, go ahead.
No, that's fine. That's good.
We also can't control, this is going to be a newsflash, everybody, the state of the world right now, right? We cannot, unfortunately, control everything that's happening in our country, whether it's on tariffs, whether it's on anything for that matter. We have some control, but a lot of it we don't. Mm-hmm. And I don't know about you, Todd, but I grew up being called a worry wart, which I've now learned is anxiety.
Right? Funny how that happens.
Funny how that's happening, that my dad's like, oh, you're just a worry wart. Oh, or I have anxiety. But really, if we spend the amount of time that it's kind of being shoved in our faces, the news, the media, the constant, like, what bad is going to happen now, which we have to remember sells newspapers, sells ads, sells all of the mm-hmm. different things, mm-hmm. you know, then we would never want to get out of bed. I have, you know, I'm going to talk about what we can control, but I have to really be focused on where I put my time and energy, or I don't want to get out of bed in the morning.
Right. And I think this is, again, it goes back to, and I'm not discouraging people from participating in democracy. Certainly go out, peaceful protest, all that. We have ballot boxes, although it's going to be a while before an election. But to Kira's point, to your point, Kira, I think that too often there's too much emphasis by those of us in the media on what you just said. And then we feel overwhelmed. And I think it's healthier. Right. Mental health is better for our mental health if we put more focus on what things we can control. But before we get to that, tell us the psychology behind, why do we want to control things that we can't? Why do we have this thing in our brain makes us want to control things we just have no power over?
So first of all, we're not going to go into PTSD and trauma right now. Okay. But our brains love consistency, right? As humans, our brains crave predictability. And when our brains interpret, they interpret that as safety, right? So whether it is or not, they like to think that they know what's coming up to feel safe and to feel calm. Mm. But it's an illusion because we really know there's so many things that, you know, that we can't control. We could get in a car accident on the way home. There's so many things that are out of our control. But our brains feel safe when we think that we can. But what ultimately we want to do as humans is learn what we can control and then have the skills and mindsets to be able to calm ourselves and cope when things don't feel good, mm-hmm. instead of trying to constantly control our environment, the people around us, our relationships, our friendships, so that we feel safe. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about next week is how do we actually cope in a healthy way? Because it can't be just beer and cheese. Just throwing right. that out there. Not to ruin anybody's day.
Maybe occasionally for some of us.
It just can't be the only way.
Not always, certainly. So I think that's interesting. Talking to Kira Staben, by the way, who is a positive psychology coach, and you can find all of her work. You can get in touch with her at thrivewithkira.com. And she's somebody who certainly helped me in my life, and I know helped a lot of other people as well. Kira, this idea that there's a psychology behind this, that we always wanted to control things, but is it too simplistic to say we need to just learn to let go of some things and I don't want to say not care, but I mean, how do you get to that point where you're able to break that psychology of wanting to control things all the time?
First of all, understanding what actually makes sense for us to control. And I don't think that on a daily basis we think about that or talk about it, mm-hmm. right? We're just trying to think about things so much, right? We think that if we worry and if we think about all of the worst case scenarios, that somehow we're protecting ourselves. But they've actually proven that that's not true either. All you're doing is putting time and energy and brain power towards things that may never happen and usually negativity. Right. So whether we want to believe in whatever, science proves that where we put our time and our energy and our focus creates results. And that can be negative results or that can be positive results.
I'm chuckling because, you know, I'm pretty open with these segments. And there have been times in my life, whether it's a bill I had to pay or I was behind, and I just like, I don't want to call that person. I'm putting it off because it's going to be terrible and it's going to be bad. And then you finally do it. And it's like, oh, that was all it was. And in the meantime, I've created days, if not weeks, of anxiety over basically nothing.
Right. And if we do that all the time and then are also trying to control things like the government or our country or our family members or our coworkers, man, that's exhausting. And we're tired.
Right.
Really, really tired.
I agree or disagree. I don't think either one of us, you can speak for yourself, but I'm not saying that there aren't things that aren't important to pay attention to and it could have consequences, but to take that on every day and somehow think that we individually are going to change that, our bodies just, they're not wired for that.
They are not wired for that. And I mean, they're still coming out with the data on, you know, how technology affects our brains, how like social media and the comparison, mm-hmm. you know, and just... I mean, you and I've talked about this 1,000 times, but I think everybody out there needs a hug more than anything else.
Yes.
Right? We're so isolated. And what do you do when you're isolated? You go online and you find people who believe the same things that you believe or can tell you how to make sense with your loneliness and your sadness. And a lot of those people are not good people and are taking advantage of people.
I couldn't agree with you more. We talked about this yesterday. I don't want to belabor it, but just to follow up on that, and Zomers was still good. He made a promo about this yesterday or something I said yesterday. Was at home, was at mom's house, saw David Ewing as well, Brady and Brandon's dad, and we just started talking unexpectedly, and he tells me this beautiful story of how he and his wife Andrea met in high school and how they're still in love, and just it was so uplifting. But the point was, I would have never gotten that just chilling out, looking, scrolling, doom scrolling. I was outside doing something and had a real conversation with another human. We all need to do that more, Kira, don't we?
100%. Because the thing is that when we don't see other people struggling, we think it's only us. Mm-hmm. And then that's where the isolation comes. That's where we stop talking to people. You know, I love the idea of self-help, but there's also something called community help, right? And so many times it's not just us needing to read another book or listen to another podcast, even though I have a podcast and you have a radio show. It's also just remembering, talking to people, because we have become so divided. We've forgotten that our neighbor is really nice and has and makes great cookies, right? And, you know, and probably yes. has the same concerns on a daily basis that you do. And that's the hardest thing is, like, I think that we think things have changed, and I think we're just have stopped talking to each other.
That is so good. That is so good. And it's so true. About 4 or 5-ish minutes. No, not quite that. Well, three minutes left. Thank you, Zomers. Let's get into a little bit of these personal needs convo, Kira, for the next 3 minutes before the break.
I love to share with people that there are 4 personal needs that only we can take care of ourselves. Right. Mm-hmm. And we try to pass them off a lot of times, or people try to pass them off on us. Number one, our physical well-being and health. That is completely up to us. We can make green smoothie for our spouses. We can suggest a doctor. We can walk beside them. But we cannot make people change their life. They have to do it. Their emotional well-being and happiness. And that's right. It is nobody else's job to make you happy. If you're not happy, you have to figure out what that is to make you happier. I think we turn to our partners and our family or even our jobs to make us happy, and they can't do it. It's completely up to us. And happiness is a skill, and it's something you can learn and grow. Like, that's what positive psychology is. We also can't control anybody else's passion or purpose. We can cheerlead them. We can send them job links. We can remind them how talented they are. But we can't light that fire for them. We can't want them to want. We can't make someone want a bigger life. Right? That's up to them. And then the final one, which is hard to hear because we are all giving our worth away on a daily basis, is our self-worth and how we feel about ourselves. That's 100% on us. We can tell somebody else they're amazing. We can see their potential. We can love the crap out of them, but we can't force somebody to believe it. And these are things, this is why we heal. This is why we have therapy. This is why we have coaches or whatever it is, to be able to take care of those things ourselves so we can show up as whole people in our friendships, our relationships. And that is how we change the world.
Think about that list, Kira. How people are physically, how well they are emotionally, their passion and purpose, and their self-worth. How much time do we spend trying to change or help, quote unquote, other people on those 4 things? Well, I just feel like if I did this or said this, you know, maybe they'll just light a fire. I mean, I've been unemployed. I've been looking for a job, and people I know they're trying to be helpful, but sometimes that just puts you in a more depressed state.
And a lot of times, because we secretly know inside that this is our own work, people get resentful.
Yes.
Right? So if you try to do it for them, they get resentful and then push you away. So it's not working either way. A, you can't do it for them. And then B, if you try, that's us trying to fix them. And usually that's a self-worth thing.
Wow. Really good stuff. Physical, emotional, well-being, passion, purpose, self-worth. These are things we all have to work on for ourselves. We can't rely on others to do it for us. We'll come back and talk about things we can control with Kira Sabin. She's a positive psychology coach. And you're listening to The All Balls Show on Civic Media.
This is the talk of lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. The biggest thing that happens in Wisconsin state government every 2 years is the state budget. And last week at the state capitol, Republican lawmakers took a step forward in the process by voting out more than 600 measures from Governor Tony Evers' budget proposal. This has become a familiar step in this era of divided government. This is now the 4th budget proposal that Evers has put forward, and each one has been met with a similar fate. Even as this has become the custom, it doesn't have to be this way. Republicans could honestly engage with this budget and debate it on its merits. There are good, smart proposals here on everything from healthcare to education to childcare to environmental protection. And if there are items here they disagree on, make the case, have the debate. But by voting everything out and starting from scratch, they are letting down the people of Wisconsin they are elected to represent by refusing to have this debate on a very basic level. We should expect better.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to The Eagle, WLCX, Lacrosse's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Thanks for sticking with us on the Best of the Todd Allbaugh Show. Here's the rest of Todd's conversation. Enjoy.
Along with Kira Sabin, I'm Todd Allbaugh. Kira is a positive psychology coach. You can find all of her work at thrivewithkira.com. We're always still thankful and happy to have her here. Today is the first in a three-part series. Join us each Tuesday for the following 2 weeks as Kira will be back during this Mental Health Awareness Month. Talking about things we can control and can't control in this crazy, crazy world when sometimes the news of the day, we feel overwhelmed. We've talked about things we can't control, the psychology behind it. I love these personal needs convos. And maybe we could kind of go through this again in future episodes. Just a refresh in case you weren't with us before the break. Kira said a person's physical well-being, their emotional well-being, their passion and purpose, and also their self-worth. Those are things that no matter how much we love or care about someone, we cannot change that for them. It's up to each of us individually to work on those things for ourselves. Right, Kira?
Absolutely. And we will just go like nutso in the buttso trying. Right? It's one of my favorite sayings because it's also our own self-work.
Right? Exactly.
Like that's what we're doing. We're healing and we're making ourselves better.
So let's empower people a little bit here because there are some things that we actually can control.
Of course.
Dave in New Berlin actually said, texted it on the Civic Media text app and said, I'm perfectly content with the idea that I can't control what others do. Here's what I can control. And it's really powerful. I get to control how I respond to others. Kira Sabin?
Exactly. It's the first thing right here. I told Dave, like, go to the head of the class, 100 points, ding, 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 ding. Not only how we react, but how we respond mm-hmm, to people, mm-hmm. right? And I will tell you, a lot of times we think that our emotions are uncontrollable. That is not true at all. Emotions actually last 90 seconds. And any emotions, last longer than that is actually either secondary emotions, kind of the feelings we have about those emotions, and we start to ruminate. So isn't that fascinating?
That kind of blows my mind, but go ahead.
Yeah. So when we realize that our emotions are actually just signals to our body or our brain to say, hey, there's something going on, right? Mm-hmm. Like there's something that's either not okay or really happy. Once we realize that, we can step back and we can respond to people. And responding means we don't lose it. We're not mad. We're not sarcastic. We're not mm-hmm. just in passing. We're actually responding in a way that we can be heard, because what's the point of talking if we can't be heard?
100%
so,
agree.
So by not reacting, by not, you know, nobody wants to talk to somebody who then shares 17 things wrong about you, right? By just being able to respond and say, you know, can I be heard? This is important to me. That's how we change and better our relationships.
Let's get to the next one so we don't run out of time.
You got it. Where we put our time, energy, and money.
Where we put our time, energy, and money.
Yes. Where we shop, where we donate our time, where we like organizations that we volunteer for, whatever we are doing, you want to do what you want to see move forward.
Right.
Right. And what happens is we sit home a lot and worry. That is helping no one. You thinking about the world not going well isn't bettering it in any way.
And you
take that frustration and use it as fuel.
And you've talked about this before, but I'll cycle into mm-hmm. it right now. But who we spend our time with and what those people have an effect, that's a huge one that I've tried to listen to you more on.
And somebody told me years ago, I'm sure you guys have heard it, that look at the five people that you spend the most time with, they represent you. And there was when I heard that at the time, I was like, oh, no, that's not good.
That ain't good.
That's not good at all, because they tended to be negative people, you know, always brought me down, constantly complaining. And I would just get the same way.
Yeah. Next one, how we give back to what we believe in.
That's right. Like, I know so many of us are concerned about our LGBTQ communities. We're concerned about just a lot of people possibly not getting the funding or the support that they used to have. But guess what? We're the support. We can be the support.
Yes.
If you don't have the time or the energy, there are organizations that always need money. There's organizations that need help. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about, like, I mean, I want to see people give back to their communities and their time. In that way, that's how we make sure that they can't take that away from us.
Next one, what we consume on a daily basis, content, social media, news.
Absolutely. I hate to tell you this, Todd, but people who watch the daily news are 20% less happy. So that's actually scientific proof.
Very
so,
unhappy. Isn't that a line for the producers? Go
ahead. But, you know, but really be aware of what you're consuming and how it makes you feel. There are ways that we can take in, here's what happened today, without us it completely taking us over for the day or for a half an hour or an hour, right? There are ways for us to get the information and be thoughtful for to it. Because I can tell you this, you know, we used to get newspapers and then that's all we would know for the day or the right. week or whatever. Now we are inundated every second of every day. And let's be honest, there is not 24 hours of news every single day. So they're finding news. And that news is mostly stuff that's not happy. So really be thoughtful to where you give your time. I obviously love Todd Allball Show for my news and information. So,
and I like the thrivewithkira.com for some of my information as well.
Thank you. But if you find yourself just doom scrolling through all of these videos,
right.
it's not helpful. And all it does is really take you down in a way that it's hard to bring you back up.
And the final one we touched on, who we surround ourselves with, we have control over that. I always enjoy being surrounded more Kira Sabin, but we'll see you next week, Kira. Really, really appreciate you. You can find her and all her info at thrivewithkira.com.
That's all for this week's Best of the Todd Allball Show. As always, if you want to hear the rest of the week's shows, you can go to civicmedia.us/shows or anywhere else you get your podcasts. And as Todd always says, whatever you believe in, whatever you're fighting for, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you on Monday.
You're listening to the Talk of Lacrosse, Eagle 1490 AM. Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the weekend, including the State Republican Convention with our friends at Wisconsin Watch and State Senator Royce on the Joint Finance Committee budget process. Join us.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com, sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. Soaring high above lacrosse. This is Eagle 1490 AM WLCX Lacrosse. And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mike Dubusky. 23 people are now confirmed dead because of severe weather across states, including Kentucky, Virginia, and Missouri. St. Louis Mayor Kara Spencer.
We've had several buildings collapse. A lot of roofs are missing. This is truly a lot of damage.
At least 5 people died in St. Louis. Hundreds of thousands, meanwhile, remain without power this morning after storms prompted damaging hail and 26 reported tornadoes. The strike at New Jersey Transit, one of the biggest transit agencies in the country, is now dragging into the weekend after rail engineers walked off the job. All New Jersey Transit trains have been stopped. Chris Kaleri, CEO of New Jersey Transit, says that negotiations are set to resume this afternoon.
We want a fair deal that will not break the bank.
The union says engineers earn an average of $113,000 a year. They want that to increase to $170,000, but NJ Transit says that's not feasible. This is ABC News. No ceasefire deal between Ukraine and Russia, despite both sides holding direct negotiations for the first time in 3 years. The talks, which are happening in Istanbul, have resulted in an agreement to swap 1,000 prisoners of war each between the two countries. The FDA has authorized the first blood test to help diagnose Alzheimer's disease.
The CDC shows nearly 7 million people in the U.S. have Alzheimer's disease. The blood test will be for those 55 and older who are already showing symptoms of Alzheimer's, the brain disorder that gradually destroys memory and thinking skills. Health experts say the blood test will help measure signs of two proteins in blood that are linked to dark spots in the brain, known as amyloid plaques, allowing more options instead of the current and expensive brain scans and spinal taps to accurately diagnose Alzheimer's. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
New York Knicks now headed to the Eastern Conference Finals. Mike Dubosky, ABC News.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I'm as guilty as anybody about this, not talking to real people in person. I'm sorry, I don't believe that texting or video conferencing or any other of that jazz can supplement one-on-one interaction. We as humans need other humans. We need to connect to people. So anyway, that's the public service announcement to start off the week. Get outside and talk to real live humans. You'll feel better.
Catch the Todd Allbaugh Show at its new time, weekdays 2 to 4 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Matt and Air on Air.
Corrine Hendrickson, she owns a daycare center.
Between 2010 and 2019, 6,000 childcare programs closed. When COVID hit, they were like, we can't do this again. So they invested in us. And now our state is going to be